This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Tim Delaney, Chief Executive Officer of the National Council of Nonprofits, said the new tax law is likely to lead to a decline in charitable giving of several billion dollars next year. This belief is based on the increase of the standard deduction, likely meaning fewer will itemize. Protests have flared for several days now across Iran against high prices and unemployment in the most significant expression of popular discontent in months over the government's economic management. Some critics suggest that the U.S. Postal Service is underpricing services, that the e-commerce deliveries are being subsidized by a universal service obligation that the U.S. Post Office must maintain under congressional edict, particularly benefiting companies like Amazon. Universal service obligation is a collection of requirements that ensures all users receive a certain level of service at a reasonable price. President Trump claims the Post Office is subsidizing Amazon. The Trump administration has now fired all the members of the HIV/AIDS Advisory Council, months after a half dozen members resigned in protest of the administration's position on health policies. The White House dismissed the rest through a form letter. Chris Long, now a defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles, has donated his entire 2017 salary to his chosen charities. He donated his first six game checks to educational programs in and around Charlottesville, Virginia, where he played college ball. He devoted his final 10 game checks to St. Louis, Boston, and Philadelphia, the three cities in which he played professionally, and asked donors to match him, an effort he branded Pledge 10. Shortly after filing a patent application in 1897 for radio circuitry, Nikola Tesla built and demonstrated a wireless robotic boat at the old Madison Square Garden in 1898, the first public demonstration of a remote-controlled drone. There are now almost 80,000 high-tech jobs in San Francisco, about triple 10 years ago. There are now 2,000 girls playing on boys' high school football teams, double that of 10 years ago. The World Economic Forum says all the plastic trash floating in the ocean will outweigh all fish by 2050. 91% of Trump's nominees to federal courts are white, and 81% are male, according to an AP analysis. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.